Chapter 5. The Big Sneeze. In the kitchen, there were piles of dirty plates, dishes, cups and saucers. Dan filled the sink with hot water. He stood on a box to reach into the sink.
"Now be careful," said the chef.
And Dan was careful. He did not use too much washing up liquid. He did not drop anything. He put the clean dishes in neat piles carefully. As fast as he washed the dishes, more dirty ones came from the restaurant. Dan washed and washed. The piles of clean dishes got taller and taller.
"Oh dear," said Dan. "There's no space left for the clean dishes. What shall I do?"
Jane and the chef came to look. The piles of dishes were very high. They did not look very safe. The chef tried to take some dishes off one of the piles, but it nearly fell over.
Let me try, said Dan. "Be careful," the chef cried as Dan grabbed the saucer at the top of one pile.
The pile wobbled.
"Stop!" Jane said.
Dan stopped. Then his nose began to tickle.
"Oh, no," he said. "I think I'm going to sneeze."
"No," said Jane. "Don't sneeze."
"Hold your nose," cried the chef.
But it was too late. Dan gave a great, loud sneeze.
Shoo!
The piles of plates, saucers and bowls wobbled dangerously.
Achoo!
The piles of plates, saucers and bowls began to fall.
Achoo!
The plates, saucers and bowls crashed to the floor and smashed into pieces.
Crash, crash, crash.
What a noise. What a mess. Jane put her hands over her ears. The chef jumped up and down. Dan closed his eyes. He did not want to look. Dad heard the noise and came rushing into the kitchen. The last plate cracked. The last saucer broke. The last bowl crashed. Then everything was quiet. Everybody looked at the broken dishes. Then everybody looked at Dan. Dan opened his eyes. "Oh no," said Dad. "What have you done now, Dan?"
"I was being very careful," said Dan. "Then I sneezed. I couldn't help it."
Dad did not look pleased.
"I'm sorry," Dan said to the chef. "Can I help you clear up the mess?"
The chef shook his head. "No, thank you," he said. Dad told Dan to go back to his office. A few minutes later, Dad came in with their lunch. Dan looked at his meal. It was a beef burger and chips.
"No spaghetti,"
said Dan, disappointed. Dad smiled and shook his head. "I don't want spaghetti and meatballs all over my office," he said. "Now eat up."